The government is preferring to keep a lid on power prices rather than trying to produce every last megawatt from renewable electricity. The Interim Climate Change Committee recommends the focus should be on getting more electric vehicles on the road and converting industrial heating systems to electricity. The government target has been for 100% renewable electricity by 2035, but now says it won't die in a ditch over the last couple of percent if it makes power less affordable for people or jeopardizes supply. The chief executive of generator and retailer Mercury, Fraser Winery, backs the pragmatic approach.
If we push electricity too hard, then what happens is it fails to be a decent substitute for other forms of high carbon, high cost energy, which is basically liquid fossil fuels. So I think having a time frame on that 100% renewable isn't helpful. I think actually having a renewable electricity target full stop is unnecessary. What we need is a low carbon energy target rather than a renewable electricity target right across the board. I think the investment will happen. There will be more investment in renewable electricity. The Productivity Commission report came out and said we're increasing electricity consumption in New Zealand by 50% over the next 30 years, and that's equivalent to 40 of the Turitea wind farms that we've built, notwithstanding some thermal capacity will also need to be replaced with renewables. So the market is absolutely going in the right direction anyway with renewability and grabbing the last few percent. I think it's better to focus on the energy system rather than the electricity system for decarbonisation.
And that's Mercury's chief executive, Fraser Winery.